This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of the Reformation line and Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, we return with the weaponized woman, with Keita Bussey.
Hey, what's up?
And I was going to introduce your guest, but then I realized that somebody did send you a blended rhinoceros hide whip, and you know how to use it. But you bring a very special guest to the show today, very accomplished. Tell us about her.
Yes, this is Lanny Barnes, a.k.a. Lanny Oakley. She is very cool. She's actually an Olympian. And we met at a three-gun match. We were on the same squad in Texas.
That's right.
So, Lanny, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what kind of Olympian you are?
Yeah, well, very happy to be here talking to you guys today. And I'm a three-time Olympic biathlete, which is cross-country skiing and shooting, rifle marksmanship. And now I compete in all sorts of shooting events, a lot less skiing and more shooting these days, three-gun, PCC, IPSC rifle, and shotgun events.
Is that easier?
I
would presume it is. I would presume it is. I would presume that you have almost sort of an advantage over your competitors, don't you? Because it's very hard to stretch your lung capacity, isn't it?
In a lot of ways, I think the regular shooting events, I know for sure that I'm not going to throw up, pass out, or collapse at the end of a match.
Think of the mental freedom of that. That's just the mental freedom. Plus, of course, you and your sister, you guys are on the Loa Boots website, which I know that's near and dear to Keita's heart. So I'm going to shut up, Keita. You and Lanny have your discussion. I'll be standing by, and I'll let you know when we're coming up on the break, and I'll just be listening.
Thanks, Bill. So, Lanny, tell me a little bit more about your background. What brought you – how were you introduced to shooting in the first place?
So my dad is a big hunter. He grew up in Michigan, but moved to Colorado in the 70s. And early 80s, he had three girls. And so he decided to pass that tradition on to us girls. And we started shooting, I think, probably 6 or 7 years old, just BB guns and things like that. And started hunting, kind of fell in love with it, and started doing some small bore prone competitions in middle school. And for really active girls, it was kind of torturous just laying there all day. So some guy told us about biathlon and said, hey, you girls should try it out. It might be your thing. And shooting on the move was definitely something that piqued our interest. And we never looked back after that.
Super fun. Yeah, I mean, shooting is so much fun already, but I can't imagine combining that with something like skiing.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was, I think the biggest thing for us, we're trying to get both of them to come together on the same day. Because there are times where, you know, one day you'd feel absolutely great and your skiing would be on, and then another day your shooting would be great. But trying to get the two to come together and, have a great day was rare. So it was addicting trying to make those two come together.
Yeah, it's kind of like trying to learn two major skills and do them at the same time, like juggling while walking on a tightrope. You have to be able to juggle first, and you have to be able to walk a tightrope first, and then try and put them together, and then they both fall apart.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was one of those things where you had to learn how to switch from one discipline to the next. You know, you're out there skiing and pretty much kind of going as hard as you can. And then when you came into the shooting range, you had to switch that mindset over from being a skier to a shooter and really focus in and steady yourself, which was complete opposite of what you were just doing, where you were moving every muscle you had in your body. So it was a challenge for sure.
And to have the patience for it and the visual patience. It's so hard to switch gears.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of training.
So when I met you, I knew you were familiar. I couldn't quite place who you were. So I thought, I wonder if we've met before, you know, just out shooting. But I must have seen you, you know, online with everything you've done. And you gave me this funny look that I didn't understand at the time. What did you say?
Well, a lot of times, too, people will run into me and say, hey, I just saw you last weekend. You know, usually it's my twin sister, too. So we get that a lot.
Yeah, so you didn't know if I had met your sister and thought you were her.
Yeah.
I've never met your sister, so I just thought you looked familiar. That was kind of fun.
Well, hopefully get to meet her someday.
Yeah, for sure. So what are you doing more of right now? What is your main focus right now? I'm sure you're trying to, I mean, you're juggling so many different things.
Yeah, I like to stay busy. But right now, probably my main focus is 3-gun and probably this fall PCC. You know, with the rifle world just finishing up, my focus kind of the spring and into the summer was the just rifle world championships.
So do you rotate?
Go ahead.
Do you rotate through all of the different things that you want to be proficient at so that you're always maintaining a certain level of skill, or do you just do it in sections based on what's coming up?
You know, I like to try to keep in touch with all the different disciplines because I think if you, you know, because if you look at rifle and handgun for one, they're so completely different. You know, there's so many different things that you have to focus on for each one. And I feel like if you put one down completely and you don't kind of keep in touch with it, you can kind of lose some of your skills and actually backpedal a little bit. So I try to keep in touch with all the different skills in rifle, pistol, and shotgun and PCC and everything just to make sure that, you know, I'm always moving forward with my skills instead of, you know, backpedaling by putting it down.
Right. Do you have a coach, I would assume, for the Olympics, or do you just do that all on your own?
You know, we have coaches for the Olympics, for biathlon, ski coaches. And in the U.S., we didn't have specific shooting coaches. I think they do now for the U.S. biathlon team. But back then, you know, they taught us kind of the basics. And from there, you know, we worked with coaches to improve our shooting, but we did a lot of things. That's kind of why we jumped into 3-gun, my twin sister and I, is because we were trying to improve our skills in biathlon and see how far we could take it. And so we thought, well, maybe cross-training by shooting some different rifle and some pistol and shotgun might help us take it to that next level in shooting.
And you really do have to switch gears in 3-gun and in USPSA, too, between running full bore and then having that visual patience and switching between, you know, go, 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 and wait to see what you need to see.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of outlaw 3-gun matches out there and even 3-gun nation where, you know, you're just kind of going all out and going as fast as you can, pretty much wide open targets. And then, you know, you come across your USPSA and some other style matches where you have to kind of make sure you're really lining up the sights and taking time to take good shots.
Let me get you ladies to hold up there. We're coming up on the break. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Lanny Barnes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. You do YouTube. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Just real quick, where were you last week? You went somewhere and you did something, I know, but I don't know what it was.
I went to Illinois.
You went to where?
I went shooting in Illinois.
How do you do that? I thought Illinois was horrible.
They had a pretty decent range there.
Okay.
It was in the middle of nowhere.
I gotcha. All right. That's cool. Please, you and Keita's guest this evening is Olympian Lanny Barnes, three-gun competitor. Lanny Barnes. So, ladies, if you would, please pick it up where you were. Sorry for that interruption, Lanny. This is a whole radio thing. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, stop talking about it, please. So I have to say, squatting with you in Texas, you were very professional. I would definitely want to squat with you again if I get a chance to.
Absolutely. Shoot yeah, a little more I think three it gun. Was fun. You should shoot more three-gun. I think you'd be great at it.
It was my first three-gun match, and it was so much fun. I had all borrowed equipment. I didn't know what I was doing. Just kind of jumped in 2 feet first. Kind of how
you
I
did
do
great.
Things.
And I think team matches are good ones to jump into, too.
Yeah, it was really awesome doing the team match. So I saw a video of you prepping. I'm guessing you were prepping to go to Sweden. You were doing push-ups. Actually, you were in the front lean and rest on the ground with four boxes, one for each foot and one for each hand. And then you did a push-up onto the boxes, jumping out of the push-up so that you were in a push-up position on the boxes, continued doing push-ups, and then strong hand only began engaging targets from the push-up position. That was incredible.
I like to challenge my shooting in different ways, and I think, for something like that, people might think, oh, that's crazy, but for someone who has spent so much time and a good majority of her life doing physical training and combining with shooting, to me, that's just trying to find ways of improving my shooting. That's what I do.
And you never know what you're going to come across in a match either, where that strength can come in handy. If you have to,
absolutely.
A lot of times when we go prone, we have to jump up out of a prone position and run somewhere else. And you could probably do that with one point of contact easily.
Well, I like to think of it as, like you said, you never know what you're going to encounter in a match, and we're not always going to be standing perfectly square to the target, engaging, nice little open targets, and you have to challenge yourself and think outside the box and try shooting from awkward positions and see what you're capable of and what you need to work on.
And always be pushing that, too. So tell me about Sweden.
Sweden. So we just completed the IPSC Rifle World Championships there a few weeks back, and Team USA for the women brought home gold. The team was Lena Michalek, Ashley Rourke, Becky Yackley, and myself.
My favorite. Everyone's favorite.
Yeah, definitely. It was a really awesome team. Great. And then Lena won gold, Ashley won silver, and I won the bronze.
That is amazing. So how was the match? What was that like?
You know, it was kind of an eye-opener. This is my first all-rifle match ever. And there's really no matches here in the U.S. that can prepare you for that kind of that style of shooting. I mean, USPSA multi-gun is probably as close as you can get, but, they had very challenging shooting with, different shooting positions, which I'm glad I tested out a lot of different things before I left. But,
I saw the vertical shot. That was crazy. Were you shooting up into the air at a target? That was amazing.
Yeah. Apparently that's the biggest shooting facility. Well, it's a bombing facility, test range in Sweden. So they weren't worried about any rounds escaping the facility because it's pretty big.
That was a really interesting challenge, and a lot of people were not prepared for that. How did you feel about it?
You know, I besides the fact that I've never shot into the air like that without knowing what was behind the target, they obviously knew that the rounds were going to stay within the facility and had no chance of being unsafe. But, you know, I think that's where your training comes in handy. If you push yourself and challenge yourself, obviously I wouldn't do it. It's good to shoot against backstops at all times and make sure you know where your rounds are going. But by getting into different positions and challenging yourself, you know, those types of things can come into handy for sure.
Yeah, and thinking outside the box in practice, too, kind of prepares you for doing unexpected things and just tackling it, because that's what you do in your practice. You do things that you wouldn't normally, that people wouldn't normally practice, and then you're prepared to just jump right in and do what you need to do.
Absolutely. I think a lot of it comes down to, mental training as well. You know, if you encounter something like that, you know, none of us have shot in that position before. So, I think it was an eye-opener for a lot of people. But if you think, okay, well, I may have not shot this, but I've done similar things in training, so it's not that big a deal. I can do this. That's where that mental training can come in and give you an advantage over some competitors.
Oh, for sure. It's amazing how many people just crumble under the pressure of something they've never seen before or something they've never done before, and how that can get in your head and mess with your mental game.
Absolutely. I like to look at it as, you know, if everybody's encountering the same thing, then just give it your best and that's all you can ask.
Yeah. So Becky actually lives 3 hours away from me. I'd love to have her on this show sometime. I think she'd be a great fit.
She would. The whole Yackley family is phenomenal. They're
so nice.
Two boys. Yeah. They're incredible.
And they're real nice, not fake nice.
Yeah, definitely. And Becky's the kind of person where no matter what, like, she'll always help you with your shooting, with anything. She's never afraid to jump in and help anybody out.
Yes. And I like to think that's how a lot of people in the area I live in are. It's just sort of a Midwestern, Wisconsin girl kind of thing, that it's just kind of how we are.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
I love Midwesterners.
Amazing.
Coming up on the next break, ladies, when we get back, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions, if I may, Lanny, just to satisfy my curiosity. But this is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Dorian is approaching Florida's coastline. Forecasters believe the storm could strengthen before it hits the coast over the weekend.
They're going to be looking at wind impacts from the strong tropical storm, strong enough to bring down trees and power lines. Heavy rainfall is also a very big concern on the southern and eastern part of Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands.
Dennis Felchin from the National Hurricane Center. Now, President Trump has declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're paying close attention to the recent missiles tested by North Korea.
Obviously, we're concerned about their short-range ballistic missile tests. We want to understand what they're doing, why they're doing, etc. But on the other hand, we're not going to overreact. We want to take a measured response and make sure that we don't close the door to diplomacy.
The defense secretary there striking a different tone than the president, who downplayed the significance of those missile tests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. It is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Lanny Barnes. Can I ask her some questions real quick, Keita?
I'll just go sit in the corner.
You don't have to sit in the corner. That's what I go do. I'm the one with the corner. Anyway, Lanny, when you talk about, now, when you're in the biathlete, when you're in that mode, you're doing cross-country skiing, which it seems like cross-country skiing never has gravity on your side.
Correct, yes. We actually go up the hill.
So you're pushing, and you're actually sort of going really fast on nice, long snowshoes, aren't you? I mean, the way you basically have to traverse. I guess you guys have tracks at the first three or four or five wear down that you're trying to stay in, but...
It's a groomed trail, so it's packed down pretty good, just like a normal ski hill would be.
So, have they ever measured your heartbeat when you're in the middle of one of those legs of traversing?
Absolutely, yeah. We like to compete with a heart rate around 180 beats per minute.
180 beats per minute.
Yeah.
But then you have to come and get down. And get down to the prone position, and you're shooting at something that looks like it'd be about the size of a Dixie cup if you're actually looking down range at it. And
it's about the size of a silver dollar.
A silver dollar, even worse than a Dixie cup. And then you've got to somehow or other manage to control your respirations, which are at what when you get into the prone position?
Well, the only thing you can control is your breathing. So that's kind of one of the things we focus on. But one of the reasons why we like to come in with as high a heart rate as possible is there's actually less time between beats. So you don't get as much barrel movement with 180 beats per minute versus, you know, say 140 beats per minute.
As somebody who's gone through a heart attack, that sounds really high to me. But that's beside the point. I just was very curious about that because I don't think some people appreciate the cardiovascular juggling you have to do when you're a biathlete.
Absolutely. It takes a lot of mental training and discipline to be able to handle being in oxygen debt and, you know, heart rate that high. But if you can get over that, then it does make the shooting a lot easier.
Okay. Well, I was just curious about that. I don't know if I didn't know if Keita. Now, as far as Keita, by the way, as far as Becky Yackley, I think I actually have her phone number because she's associated with STI, you know. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, but so if that's something you wanted to do, well, you let me know.
For sure.
I'll put you and her together as well. So, ladies, if you would, I just want to ask you that, Lanny. Thanks very much for that. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm shutting up now. I'm going back in the corner.
So, sorry, that's just something we do. Something I ask everybody who comes on the show is, do you conceal carry at all?
I do. Yeah.
And do you want to tell me a little bit about what you carry?
Absolutely. You guys are talking about STI. I actually carry the STI Staccato C.
Oh, cool.
That is nice, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
So how do you carry? How do you prefer to carry?
You know, I actually carry a lot of different ways, and I practice every single way that I carry. So it depends on a lot what I'm wearing, what I'm doing. I don't like to just restrict myself to one way of concealed carrying. I feel like if you do that, it can be a hindrance. So I like to be able to conceal carry, you know, whether it's appendix, under the arm, behind the back, ankle holster, from the purse. And I practice all of those a lot so that I'm proficient in being able to draw from concealment, no matter where I'm concealing.
Now, when you say a hindrance, do you mean to your lifestyle, or what do you mean by that?
To your lifestyle, a lot of different things. You know, if you only know how to conceal carry from one position, and let's say you're wearing something that doesn't allow you to conceal carry from that position, that could be something that could, you know, could hinder you because you'd be more apt to not carry. And so I feel that if you know how to conceal carry from all different positions and are proficient at it, then you'd be more apt to make sure that you're protecting yourself at all times, no matter what you're doing.
Now, when you go out for the day and you're carrying a different way than you were the day before, do you do some dry fire before you go out or anything like that to refamiliarize yourself?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when I'm getting ready, you know, I'll do a little dry fire. I think that's so important. A lot of people they'll take the right to conceal carry, but they don't take the responsibility to get enough training to conceal carry. And for me, I take that very seriously, and I do practice that a lot, being able to conceal or to pull from concealment, because it's a lot different than competition.
Oh, for sure. And you have to be more, well, in competition, you do have to be aware, but you know where all of your targets are going to be. It's a little bit different with defensive pistol.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, you never know what you're going to encounter in the real world. So, again, that kind of goes back to the training we talked about before of thinking outside the box and challenging yourself from awkward positions and things like that, because you never know what position you're going to be in, you know, if you had to, as a last resort, pull your handgun from concealment. So I think, you know, having the training and the peace of mind of knowing that you can protect yourself no matter what the circumstances can really help in a lot of situations.
Now, do you do any sort of mental rehearsal or anything like that to prepare yourself before you go out for the day?
I wouldn't say necessarily any mental preparation for when I'm going out, but what I like to do is while I'm out and about, I just like to be cautiously aware of my surroundings and always making sure that I'm paying attention. I think that's probably the biggest and most important thing that you can do is making sure that you're paying attention. And you can't always predict every situation, but just being aware will, I think, help get you through a lot of situations.
I think it really raises your chances of de-escalating a situation and getting away from a situation, which
absolutely
should be the priority, and I'm sure it is for you too.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, like I said, the last resort would be to use your firearm and first and foremost, you try to avoid any confrontation to begin with.
Exactly. But sometimes it just happens and there's no other option.
Absolutely.
We're coming up on the last break of the segment. Is there any way people can find what you do and follow you, Lanny?
Yeah, Lanny Oakley on Facebook and Instagram, and my website is LannyOakley.com.
Have you decided to get a website yet, Keita? I know you wrote a book.
Yes.
We got to talk about the book one day, you know. We should do that. I know you wrote a book.
I actually flew out to Arizona to meet with a web designer who is working on it right now. It will be 180firearmstraining.com in about 2 weeks or so.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armor.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, her guest Lanny Barnes. Keita, I step backwards to the corner. I'll be over here if you need me for anything.
Hey, Lanny. So you have, is your twin identical?
She is, yeah. She looks just like me.
Okay, so can you share a little bit about how that was growing up? I'm sure we have a lot of listeners who are curious about what it's like to be an identical twin. Nothing to do with shooting, I know, but it's kind of interesting.
Actually, it worked out pretty good. I think being a twin was probably one of the coolest things that ever happened to me, just because it really shaped who I was as a person, or who I am. And, you know, I think we realized early on that we had a unique opportunity, because we were twins. We could either be worst enemies or best friends and, work together to try to become better and, you know, achieve our goals and things like that. And so we chose to, work together and we've been best friends ever since. We've pretty much done everything together. She's taking a little break from shooting right now. She's got two little ones, two little kids. But before that, we did everything together. We competed in the Olympics together. We trained together. We pushed each other. And so it was a pretty awesome experience.
Awesome. So I can imagine being an identical twin would come with its particular challenges that people might not think of. Were there any challenges you can think of that you want to share with
me? For us, not really. I mean, yeah, you get a lot of people mixing you up a lot of times. But for us, I think we just tried to use it to our advantage. Like if she beat me in a competition, I looked at it as, you know, we're equal in what we do, so I can do just as good. And so we really push each other. It was a friendly rivalry, and I think it made us both better in the long run. You know, a lot of competitions, you know, we'd say, okay, or even training, we say, all right, whoever loses this has to make the other one lunch or, you know, whatever, or buy lunch. So it worked out pretty good as far as a friendly competition to where we pushed each other to get better.
That's really interesting. I hadn't thought about that aspect. You know, most shooters will either compete against themselves and their own scores, or they'll pick somebody that they want to beat and work hard at it until they can beat them. But you already know that if she can do it, then you can do it because you have the same DNA.
Absolutely. Yeah. We looked at it as, you know, I had my best friend and my biggest competition with me every single day. And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of people say that you can't control what other people do, how they shoot, how they train, compete, whatever. But for me, I have that. You know, my twin sister was my competition. And so I could look at her and see, you know, are we improving? Are we not? You know, things like that. So it was kind of a unique experience.
And if you're practicing the same things together all the time, then you have someone to watch you and give you feedback, which is another thing that's really hard to come by. Although it might not be easy to take feedback from someone you're related to.
Well, I mean, like I said, we decided early on that we were going to be best friends and not worst enemies. So we rarely, rarely fought. And it was almost like looking in the mirror. I could look at her and analyze technique and be like, aha, this is what we need to do to improve this portion, because we do everything the same. I mean, there are a few things that were different in what we did, but I'd say 99.9% of the stuff that we did was exactly the same.
It almost eliminates the need for video reviews, reviewing your own videos.
Definitely, yeah. We didn't really need to video ourselves.
That's really interesting. So is there anything that you would like to talk about that we haven't covered already? This is your chance to mention any sponsors who help you out or anything you want to share at all.
Yeah, we've covered a lot, but, you know, just got back from the Rifle War Championships, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my sponsors, JP for the rifle, Yoki for the incredible ammo, and Trijicon for the optics, and Hoke for the stock, because it, you know, I think being able to compete with the best in the world is you know, it takes some of the best equipment, and I was very fortunate enough to be able to do that.
What kind of handgun do you use in three-gun?
I use an STI DVC 3 gun, or the DVC 3 is what they call it now.
Yep.
Yeah, you definitely want to shoot 9mm, I found out, in 3 gun.
Yep.
There's no advantage to shooting 40.
No, definitely not. No, pretty much everybody's shooting 9mm these days for 3 gun.
So I found that the JP is really a reliable gun. Was it the which one was it?
GMR-15? So I used the JP-15, correct, with a side charge handle, and I mean it was phenomenal. I brought over a spare with me, and I was telling the guys that it was almost like extra weight. I shouldn't have brought it over because I was so confident in knowing that my gun was going to run while I was over there. So it was nice having that peace of mind while I was competing.
Yeah, I got the chance to borrow one of those for a PCC match, the JP PCC match in Indiana, which was tons of fun. And I did not have a single jam the entire time, which, I mean, really, in a PCC match, that's what decides who wins and who loses.
Absolutely, yeah. I think
because so many don't run.
Yeah, I think JP kind of sets themselves apart, especially with the PCC, because, you know, their guns just run. And, you know, John Paul himself, I mean, he was a shooter, and he made guns to four shooters. I think it says a lot that the guns are as reliable as they are.
Yeah, a lot of guys actually just build their own PCCs.
Mm-hmm.
Because there aren't a whole ton of options out there. I think it's really a rising platform.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to be a great platform for women and even junior shooters just because it doesn't make a lot of noise. There's no kick. It's super fun to shoot. And, I love to see more women and juniors get into shooting sports, and PCC might be that ticket.
It's so much fun, and you can just go play around. It's not, it's a more laid-back atmosphere, too, I think it is anyway.
Absolutely, yeah. And I know a lot of people are jumping into it, and there's just going to be more and more matches popping up around the country, so it'll be good to see.
Yeah, there are a lot of specialized PCC-only matches now that I'm seeing around the country, which is really cool.
I know a lot of
the USPSA guys hate on PCC a little bit, but once you try it, it's just fun.
I was just going to say, I think it's great that they separate PCC and regular handgun competitions, especially for USPSA, because they are so different. You know, you're
bringing a rifle to a pistol match.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think there's going to be a switch where they start to separate the two out more, just because they are completely different. You can run the same stages, but you're basically shooting a rifle platform.
And with that, we're running out of time. We're running out of time here. So one more time, Keita, where can they find you?
I am on Facebook as Keita Bussey, Instagram Keita Bussey, or just Keita, and I have 180 Firearms Training on Facebook as well. If you click on the events tab, you can see my class listing.
Lanny?
Lanny Oakley on Instagram and Facebook, as well as LannyOakley.com.
Keita, thanks very much. Lanny, it was great to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.